star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll be happy to work those in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob. How are we doing this morning?
Doing just fine. Hope you are as well. As I talked to Joe, you guys, another classic game between Maine and New Hampshire, and you guys come out on top 24-23. As you've gone back and looked at film, what impressed you about your guys?
Well, I thought we played hard. I thought both teams, you know, in typical Maine-New Hampshire style, played the game really, really hard. It was very interesting to see, you know, we would do something and they would answer. You know, we made some plays and they'd come back and rally and make plays of their own. I think both teams did the things that they do well. I thought they did a really good job of running the football with Josh Mack. I thought they did a great job with Ferguson and play action and a scheme that they did attacking us there. I just kept watching the tape and watching it two or three times. I just felt that both teams, as this rivalry has been forever, played so hard and didn't relent. And obviously we got lucky. You know, we got one at the end. You know, we win 24-23, and we get out of Dodge with escaping a big bullet. But it was a great atmosphere, great game. Just really impressed how hard both teams play.
Is that, I asked Joe the same question. You've been around the rivalry for even longer. But what makes it so good, and why are the games seemingly so tight every year?
Well, it's Maine, New Hampshire. It's, you know, teams that know each other. It's teams that have recruited against each other. It's coaching staffs that have been there for a while that understand the dynamics of what we are. We're the closest two teams in our conference with the situations that we have in recruiting, the situation we have in facilities, the situation we have in the type of kids we get into the program. And so I think that familiarity, or whatever you want to call it, makes it a unique rivalry that people know each other. And, you know, for that 1 week during the year, you know, you want to beat them as more than anything in the whole world, and that's what came down to last week.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to go back and look at the game and start on the offensive side of the ball. And your quarterback, Trevor Knight, with a pretty solid night, 19 of 30, 158 yards and two touchdowns, and also a team-high 79 yards on the ground. How did you feel he played?
I thought he played pretty well. I thought he did the things that Trevor did. You know, his legs give us an opportunity to win football games. You know, whether it's running the quarterback run plays that we have or his scrambling ability. I think he made a couple of mistakes that I think he'd like to have back. You know, trying to make something happen on a scramble, flipping the ball in her hand. One of the throws that he made, he didn't make a great read on it, didn't make a great throw on it. But Trevor's going to give us some opportunities to be successful because of his ability to run with the football. I thought he did a good job of distributing the ball. You know, I think three of our receivers, Love, O'Connor, and Donovan, you know, all touched the ball in the spaces they should have touched it because he was on with his reads. I just think that the kid's still growing. I was really happy for him that he, you know, found a way to get it done, and I thought he did a great job running the football.
We talked last week about the need to replace your tailback with Dalton Crossan gone and the injury to Brian in the spring. And Evan Gray was the best of the backs you used, 18 carries, 74 yards. How did you feel like your group of running backs played?
I thought our running backs played very well. You know, Evan got the most touches as the game wore on. You know, I thought he did what he was going to do. He's going to get his downhill runs. He's going to break a couple. But Donnie Goodrich only carried it twice. The one run he had, it was a great run. Just popped the ball out there at the end. You know, we're going to have to do it all by committee because I think all three kids bring something to the table, plus having Trevor run. But Evan, I thought, ran the way he practiced and looked pretty good doing it.
Obviously a big play in the game with the pass from Neil O'Connor. Was that a play that you guys kind of worked on in the offseason, something that you saw during the game, and obviously was a big momentum change for you?
Yeah, you know, it's a play that's been in our playbook for a couple of years now, and Neil is a very talented athlete. He was a quarterback in high school, a receiver in high school, a defensive back in high school. Their safeties are very aggressive, attacking the bubble screens, the step back screens, and you know, We just got it. We, you know, again, we're fortunate. We hit it at the right time, right place. Neil made a pretty good throw. Malik made a pretty good catch and run. And, you know, it's something that you want to take advantage of some people's aggressiveness sometime. And that was an opportunity for us.
We're here with Sean McDonald, the head coach of New Hampshire. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Let's switch to the defensive side of the ball and just kind of give me your impressions on that side of the ball. Obviously, a couple of big interceptions there in the fourth quarter from Rick Ellison and Quinn Lundeen. But overall, how did you feel the defensive unit played?
I thought they played okay. You know, I thought they got better as the game wore on. We need to tackle better. We were overly aggressive running to the football at times, and then we missed some tackles on the perimeter, and we got to be better at that. I was very pleased with Quinn Lundeen and Jared Keel, both guys starting for the first time. They both played very, very well from the linebacker position. I thought Ricky Holt did a terrific job inside. You know, when we had to make some plays, we did. And I thought we got a little bit better as the game wore on. We got to be better at stopping the run. At the same time, tackling will help to take care of that.
Obviously, you saw a quarterback in Chris Ferguson making his first career start and had some success. What were your impressions of him and his first outing?
Poised kid. Didn't get rattled. I thought he knew where he wanted to go with the ball. I know he got the ball there at times. They did not catch every pass that he threw to him, and you know, but he still just kept playing and playing and playing. The post throw for the touchdown was a really good throw. The second touchdown pass on the over was really good. He's got a presence about him. They got a good player, I think, really for the next 4 years up there, and a kid that understands how the offense wants to run. I thought Liam did a great job with him. Their offensive coordinator, I thought their offensive line did a really good job of protecting the kid. So I think they got a high, you know, a really high ceiling for that kid, and I think he's going to be fine.
What was your biggest takeaway and the thing that you think you learned most about your team in week one?
Well, I think the thing that we learned most about our team is that, you know, we got kids that are going to play the game the way New Hampshire plays, and they're going to play hard and go after it. I think the thing that we've got to improve upon is just some basics on the up front and blocking, and up front and on the other side and tackling. And we got to get better from game one to game two, because the teams that we're playing, you know, are going to see us for a little bit in our schemes, and we're going to have to make some open field tackles. We're going to have to make some blocks and protect the quarterback and take care of things. Those are the things that need to improve throughout the year for us to be a good football team.
Again, we're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question, just hit *1 on your keypad. You guys hit the road this week, long trip down to Georgia Southern. They obviously had a tough test with Auburn in week one. As you had a chance to look at them, talk about some of the challenges that Georgia Southern presents.
Well, you know, it's really difficult to make an evaluation off the Auburn game, because Auburn's so good, you know. But what jumps off the tape at you is two things. One, they're fast. You know, they were running with Auburn a couple times. They ran by Auburn a couple times. You know, their quarterback, Wirtz, number four, is a redshirt freshman in his first start. You know, he's an explosive offensive threat. Runs very, very well. He's like a third running back, you know. Wesley Fields, who was the MVP of the GoDaddy Bowl, he's a very elusive back. You know, their scheme has changed from last year, and they've gone to more of a triple option type of scheme. So you only got one game to look out at how they're doing things. So I don't think they showed everything they got in that game. I think they're going to open up some things for these guys. I think we're going to have to be really disciplined with our eyes and make sure we're staying where we're supposed to and tackle an open space. That's going to be huge. Defensively, I think it all starts with their linebacker, De La Rosa. You know, he played very fast that last night. You know, he's a leading tackler coming back for them last year. He had two sacks versus Auburn. You know, he's a kid that is the leader of the defense. They're a good football program that had a good year last year. Now they've changed some things, had a tough opener. I think they're going to be looking for us pretty hard on Saturday night, Rob.
First trip for you to Statesboro, I think, since 2004 when you guys began this stretch of 13 straight playoff games, got a win in there. What are your memories of that game, and what's it like playing in Statesboro?
Well, first of all, it was an unbelievable atmosphere down there. You know, I remember the yellow school bus pulling off, leaving them off at the game. I remember a crowd that was fully engaged. I remember looking up at the scoreboard and seeing 17 years of playoff experience up there. I also remember our kids going down there and just cutting it loose and playing with no worries and not worried where you were, who you were playing. Just went out and played, and we found a way to win. It was probably, you know, as I tell some people, probably one of the best wins we've ever had here at UNH. It was a great atmosphere in a situation where no one really thought, you know, we had a great opportunity to win the football game, and we found a way and made it a really good trip down there to Statesboro.
All right, Coach Mac, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck in Statesboro on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Good job, man.
All right, thanks.